When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Resmade Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West, featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles. Open every day.
What is the leading cause of death for seniors in the United States? Your doctor has probably already given you the warning. Heart disease is the leading culprit of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. The prescription and doctor's orders for you are, number one, eat healthy foods, emphasizing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and lean protein like fish and poultry, while limiting saturated fats, trans fats, added sugar, and sodium. Exercise each day by walking, swimming, or cycling. That's number two, physical activity. Aim for at least 20 minutes of moderate exercise each day. Number three, weight management. Maintain healthy weight to reduce the strain in your heart and manage blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Public review period for Paso Robles groundwater draft rate study open. Sheriff's Office said they did not recover Christian Smart's remains after recent investigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The formal public review period and appeals process for the proposed groundwater fee program has opened. The Paso Robles Groundwater Authority will be holding a public hearing on Wednesday, May 27th to consider adopting the resolution, and the deadline to submit appeals is Monday, June 8th. Appeals are for discrepancies with the calculated consumptive use for water on parcels and must be submitted with metered extracted data for all wells on those parcels. According to the study, the effective consumptive groundwater use for water year 2025 was about 47,800 acres. The fee rate was calculated to be $22.90 per acre foot of groundwater consumption, with de minimis users exempted. The County Sheriff's Office has released a follow-up statement after Sheriff Ian Parkinson's press conference on their search of Susan Flores' home late last week. The Sheriff's Office said they did not recover Kristen Smart. Detectives will be evaluating any evidence that they have recovered to aid in the investigation. Despite not recovering her body, the Sheriff's Office did confirm prior to the release that soil testing on the property did find evidence consistent with human remains. The Sheriff's Office said they are fully committed to finding Kristen Smart and bringing her home to her family. No further information is available at this time, and the Sheriff's Office will not be making any additional comments. There were no new statements from Smart's family either. Vehicle fire turns into vegetation fire on Friday as northbound 101 traffic slows. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A vehicle fire on Highway 4101 near the 46 West led to a significant traffic delays on the northbound 101 Friday afternoon. Fire crews were dispatched to the scene at about 4:04 p.m. on May 8th, where a heavily involved vehicle fire posed a threat to adjacent vegetation. Crews were able to quickly stop forward progress of the blaze and no injuries were reported. CHP's incident page also said that the driver managed to exit the vehicle. Northbound traffic on the 101 slowed to a crawl, spanning from the 46 West to Del Rio Road in Atascadero. Southbound traffic near the Niblick Road on-ramp also slowed. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo responded to a vehicle fire with extension to vegetation near the 8,000 block of Chimney Rock Road, west of Nacimiento Lake Drive, yesterday afternoon. The rock fire initially spread to about half an acre as emergency crews arrived at the scene. Chimney Rock Road between Adelaide and Nacimiento Lake Drive were closed. The fire grew to about 5 acres before forward progress was stopped. No further information is available at this time. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding several special meetings for advisory body interviews starting Wednesday. Wednesday's meeting will be interviews for the Youth Commission, established as an advisory body to the City Council for programs and services related to youth issues. The Council is approving two full-term vacancies and one-year partial term vacancy. The Council has received 25 applicants for the Youth Commission. City Council will conduct interviews for other advisory bodies on May 14th and the 20th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves beat the Dodgers 7-2, the Giants over the Pirates 7-6, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 6-1, the Athletics over the Orioles 2-1, the Padres beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Brewers over the Yankees 4-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Dodgers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers 131-108. In California news, The National Science Foundation has suspended at least 18 research grants to UC Berkeley in April, despite a court injunction restricting such suspensions. The UC received over $500 million in National Science Service grants in the 2024-25 budget year. Such funding sources have been volatile under the second Trump administration, according to the university. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced that the state is partnering with Baby to Baby, a national nonprofit organization, to launch a first-in-the-nation program to provide free diapers to all new babies born in California. Beginning this summer, every newborn delivered in a participating California hospital will receive 400 diapers at no cost to the family. The goal is to ease financial strain for the families, according to the governor's office. A 4.9 magnitude earthquake was recorded off California's northern coast near the Oregon border. The quake struck at about 10 p.m. on Friday, 67 miles west of Crescent City. The quake did not generate a tsunami threat, nor were damages or injuries reported. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Wheat is finding a new market in aquaculture. U.S. Wheat Associates is promoting the grain as a key ingredient in salmon feed in South America. U.S. Wheat's Director of Communications, Julia DeBess.
So in Chile, salmon are produced in pens that are off the shore. And so feed ingredients have to do some very specific things. They require a lot of energy resource because salmon are constantly moving and eating as they grow. And because of that, they need a really high fat content in their feed. A salmon pellet is actually about 40% oil. And so one of the reasons that wheat is a really important part of that ration is they have to find exactly the right binding agent that can serve as a particle that can expand and hold as much of that oil content as possible so that the oil doesn't just drip out. You can't have an oily pellet. It won't float in the right space in the water. And it also, that oil content is what those fish need.
DeBess says wheat's binding properties keep feed pellets intact long enough for salmon to consume them. She says this is crucial because salmon won't touch broken or crumbling feed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for part two of this report as we look into how U.S. Wheat Associates hopes to expand the aquaculture market beyond South America.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Projects to find new uses for wastewater are becoming more common in California, especially as California farmers grapple with drought and tightening water use restrictions tied to the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Farmers' increasingly urgent need to reduce water use has attracted new business ventures and more creative solutions for recycling wastewater. You always see companies and entrepreneurs and innovators kind of show up when there's opportunity, said Ben Monpetit, who chairs Viticulture and Enology Department at the University of California, Davis. To process wastewater from the university's research winery, UC Davis started using a technology from Napa-based Revita Water, which ushers the wastewater through a series of steps, including filtration and introducing specific microbes. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday, mid-80s on Friday and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, 82 a week from today. Currently it is 60 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower on cooling expectations for a settlement to end the Iran conflict, though both the NASDAQ and S&P closed at records on Friday. Moderna shares are up 2.5%. It is researching vaccines to protect against hantaviruses and has been doing so since before the recent cruise ship outbreak. Intel shares are up more than 4.5%. There are reports Intel may be providing chips for some Apple devices, and analysts at Jefferies are raising expectations for the stock. Fox Corp, parent of Fox News, reported an upbeat quarter. The stock's up more than 3%. Home builder Dream Finders Homes is offering to buy Beazer Homes USA. It's lower than a previous offer, but the company says it reflects a lower stock price. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by the good folks at Glenn's Repair and Rental. El Camino Real Atascadero. 238-577-5238-KPRL, which you can text that, of course, as we're ready to go with freedom of speech here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1 on Sound Off, I will have on Dan and Keith. We'll be talking about the history and the beauty and exactly what this nonprofit organization does. It's called the 7X Ranch. You'll find out everything and more you need to know. And then, in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna will have on Nicole Pearson. They'll be talking about the first federal lawsuit against cloud seeding. So that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And let's see here. Anything on that? We now have, on the email. What are the odds? Let's see here. Kevin, about 20 years ago, we went to one of the big events in Parkfield. We were driving a small Chevy pickup that was a couple of years old. We parked and started to walk, and I happened to look back. A couple of women were examining the pickup very closely. They waved at us, so we walked back. They were from the Midwest and checking the numbers on the truck. They worked in the factory where our pickup was built, and one of them had installed parts on it. Okay, well, that's, again, you just never know. I do know that a friend of mine works at the Ford truck plant in Kentucky, and he told me that there's a, I don't know where it is on the, at least for the Fords, there's dates on when they were made. And he said, because a friend of mine here in Paso was looking to buy a Ford pickup. And David told me, he says, well, tell him to look for the date on it, because if it was a date when the truck was assembled, whatever, on a Friday, don't buy it. Okay. I don't know to what extent the, maybe it was just one of those old fables or something like that, but I kind of got a kick out of somebody that works at the plant also knew that, nope, ain't buying one that was made on a Friday, even if, and he did have his own Ford pickup truck. Of course, he got a good deal on it. Let's see here. You probably, or maybe you haven't, this controversy continues in California on the track meet and the trans athlete. This trans athlete, I guess, got better this year. It won first place in the high, in the women's high jump, triple jump, and long jump. And there was a Save the Girls Sports rally over the weekend, but also there was a other activist for the LGBTQ speaking out, including the mother of this boy who is competing against girls' sports. And the mother, she spoke at a press conference, which was hosted by the LGBTQ white group Rainbow Family Action and also Pride at the Pier, addressing the early protesters. First thing is, she says, my daughter is a minor. It's your son's biologically a male, lady. The mother went on to claim that the attention and controversy surrounding her child competing in girls' sports caused issues for her whole family and the athletes, teammates, classmates, and their families. Of course, no concern for the other people. And she says, the impact was so severe that I was forced to take leave of absence from work because my focus had to shift to protecting my daughter's safety and emotional well-being. This is what the mother of the boy, referring to her or him as a girl. No parent should have to choose between their livelihood and protecting their child from public harassment. I wonder if there was any discussion before this nonsense decided to take, or they decided to do this, of what ramifications may they be facing. I don't think so. I don't think so. So she goes on to say to Governor Newsom, I appreciate that you have denounced the protest earlier this morning from the anti-trans group here, but far too long this debate has occurred without the voice of the trans athletes and their families. I'm here today to ask for a meeting with you and have a respectful conversation. Okay. All right. I don't know if they're going to have that conversation or not, but the now the governor had said discussions on this issue, again, this is the governor, should be guided by fairness, dignity, and respect. The governor also goes on to say he rejects the right wing's cynical attempt to weaponize this debate as an excuse to vilify individual kids. The governor's position is simple. Stand with all kids and stand up to bullies, the statement read from the governor's office. Nothing about the girls, really. So this lady is, her life has been disrupted. What about the girls finished second or third, fourth, something like that? By the way, there's been through this social media. Again, I'm not on social media, but you know, through the news stories and so forth, that there are quite a few people that are suggesting that these young ladies just don't compete against the male athletes. I know that we had a couple of schools here in California and a couple of colleges, and I don't know if they were from California as well, who decided they weren't going to compete against a, this was in volleyball, I think, of teams with males on them. And I forget, you know, everything that happened. But there are a lot of people that, again, this is through the stories I've read on social media, they're saying, you know what, maybe these girls, when they go to these track meets and a boy is competing against them in whichever it may be, you know, the 100, the high jump, triple jump, whatever it may be, that they simply refuse to compete. Now, this is these are the state events. And I don't know if asking a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid not to compete in something that they'll probably never do again. They've worked hard for many years to achieve, particularly getting to the state level, and to telling them not to compete. I don't know, maybe for the young ladies who finish fourth behind these you-know-whats, that the schools or the local boosters or somebody give them a, whatever it is, they get a trophy for coming in third, first, or second, if, you know, based on where they would place losing to a male. But boy, asking somebody to basically give up their career that young. I know that the basketball team from some Catholic school, they did that getting to the state tournament, and maybe that's the right thing, and maybe it'll end quickly that these young ladies would have to sacrifice. I don't know, but that's a tough thing to ask anybody. Maybe you have some thoughts regarding that, because it's tough. All right, let's see here. We also have something regarding the industry that some of us are very familiar with, and this is having to do with getting your hair cut or things having to do with that. Now, this can have an impact on quite a few jobs across the country. And this is the Department of Education. They have proposed an earnings premium metric under the gainful employment rule that will judge career programs by just one rigid number. Isn't that typical of government? One size fits all. Now, that's whether it's vocational graduates 4 years after completion earn money, more money than the typical worker gets from a certain age in the same state without a college degree. Now, programs that fail in the test in 2 out of 3 lose access to federal student aid. Now, according to the department's own information, more than 92% of beauty and barber programs nationwide then would fail. And again, this is, they would not be able to afford in these places would because of the training and the licensing within many states, including California. So the pipeline of new licensed professionals, according to some sources, will collapse. And again, that's for the basic things like, you know, going to a salon, barbershop, the people who do your nails and all that other stuff. I don't know the exact, you know, some kind of cosmetology, I guess. So they're going to, again, according to this, hurt a billion-dollar engine that employs about 1.5 million people in America. And so we'll see how long this takes. We've had issues with the government regulations hurting many industries. And with when this, the fallout will be, according to this, swift and widespread. School closures, meaning, you know, the barber schools and so forth. Fewer licensed professionals entering the workforce at a time when the demand is growing. Salons, spas, and barbershops will face chronic staffing shortages. Rural communities and small towns already struggling with the service gaps will see beauty deserts, where basic grooming and wellness service disappears. Consumers will lose access to safe, licensed care. Small business owners who rely on barbers and stylists will watch revenues fall. The ripple effect will hit product manufacturers, distributors, real estate, and local tax base. So, once again, government regulation, we'll see how long this may take or if something will be done about it. Don't know. I don't know enough about it. All right. Also have, here's something. Chris, again, I have to relate to your experience recently in the school world.
What do we have?
What do we have? Last week, we talked a little bit about your PE or phys ed or gym, whatever you want to call it, that you did some things, right?
Yes.
Did you have to take that all 4 years of high school?
No, we didn't. It was only freshman and sophomore year that we were required to take it in high school.
But you could take it as an elective?
Yes, junior and senior year as well.
I guess I'm guessing many kids didn't.
Most didn't.
Yeah, okay. They just want to be done with that stuff. They don't want to dress in the shorts and all that stuff. All right, now, this ties in with the American Academy of Pediatrics. They have released updated guidance for the first time in more than a decade that urges schools to protect recess, highlighting the unstructured break delivers major benefits for kids' health, learning, and the behavior. Now, again, Chris, this may be before your time. Was there an option if somebody didn't want to take it, they could get out? Do you know that?
Get out of recess?
Of the gym or PE.
Not that I know of. There probably was, maybe for some sort of health reason, but I mean, kids who didn't want to participate, I just saw them standing around, so.
I remember you mentioning that. Okay, when I refer to recess, we're talking about gym or whatever they call it now, PE.
Okay, that's different then. Recess is an elementary school, you know, halfway through the day, you go out play. That was recess.
Okay. Well, I guess they're tying this in a little bit. And schools, for whatever reason, they have cut back on that. I don't know if that's the case in California. I always laugh when I see these, you know, studies and researchers say that, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. Because the research says that, you know, these type of situations that these kids are in at school, it helps them. It improves focus on memory. They can build social skills, boost confidence, and stay physically active. And these are key factors in kids growing up, all right? Because 1 in 5 U.S. kids, they're struggling with obesity. So we want them, you know, access to movement and doing things and, you know, maybe discovering you have skills, you have doing something physical and so forth. 40% of school districts around the United States since the mid-2000s, they have reduced or eliminated this. And that's, again, this is from the United States Center for Disease and Control. Now, the school is pushing, the groups around the country are pushing schools to reverse that trend and recommend at least 20 minutes of daily recess and multiple breaks. And they have warned against using it as punishment. If the child is disruptive or rude and disrespectful, recess is one of the things that teachers use to punish kids. I had that happen with me. I always reference Sister Teresita. She would, I look back, it was kind of funny. Because she would punish me by not allowing me to go out for recess because we used to eat lunch in the classroom and then we can go out and have recess out in the yard. And this was the third grade class. And again, I kind of have to give it to her for this because if she thought I was being a smart aleck or something, she would punish me for that. This lady this nun just did not like me. I mean, I could say good morning and we just did not. Anyway. So the thing about it was the classroom, it looked out on the yard. So I'd be in the classroom sitting in my chair and the window's right there. And I'm looking at it, all my classmates running around, jumping rope and whatever, playing hopscotch and stuff like that. So it was, she knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing, but I managed to outlive her. So anyway, so this is, again, you know, something that I don't know if the parents inflicted this. I somehow remember in the 80s or 90s that parents were able to opt out of their kids getting in gym class or taking gym or something along those lines. And they would sue this, or, you know, threaten the school, sue the school district, or, you know, they'd come up with whatever reasons. They'd get a medical reason saying why their kids couldn't do this, et cetera, et cetera. But so this has led to other things other than just obese kids. We see a combination of social skills and anxiety and so forth. And again, this all ties in with this thing we call social media. So there's just a magnet of things that aren't helping these kids. And what are the adults doing about it? We're putting girls, boys and girls locker rooms to solve all the problems. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A vehicle on Highway 101 caught fire near the 46 West, which led to significant traffic delays on the northbound 101 Friday afternoon. At about 4:04 p.m. on May 8th, a heavily involved vehicle fire posed a threat to adjacent vegetation. Crews were able to quickly respond and stop the forward progress of the blaze, and traffic slowed to a crawl all the way near Del Rio Road in Atascadero. The Passerable City Council will be holding several special meetings for advisory body interviews starting Wednesday. Wednesday's meeting will be interviews for the Youth Commission, an established advisory body committee to the City Council for programs and services related to youth issues. The council will then conduct interviews for other advisory bodies May 14th and the 20th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says no to Iran's counterproposal for peace.
President Trump writing this on Truth Social. I've just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it. Totally unacceptable. Iranian state media today claiming that the response called for compensation for war damages and it would give the Iranians control over the Strait of Hormuz.
It's Fox's Alex Hogan. 18 passengers on a cruise ship hit by a hantavirus outbreak are back in the U.S. at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Fox's Marianne Rafferty.
The patients will be monitored by a CDC team and quarantined for several weeks. Another passenger was said to be developing symptoms on their way home to France. The World Health Organization says the risk to the public is still very low.
Three people have died. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand
rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case, bear in my hair.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up or repair or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny and, I guess we could say, comfortable. Highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight. Generally clear. Lows right around 50 and we'll be right around 80 on your Tuesday. And Wednesday, what can you expect? Making plans? Well, it's going to be pretty nice as well. We should be 80 degrees. Low 80s on Thursday. Mid-80s Friday, Saturday. Low 80s Sunday and Monday of next week. Today's UV Index will be 9 up and down, 6.02 a.m., 7.58 p.m. We are at 62. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Glenn's Repair, excuse me, Hutch Heating and Air. Remember, get it done by the pros, hutchheatingandair.com. That simple. All right, moving gently along here at 9 minutes away from 8 at The Right Choice. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. The Senior Wellness Fair, it's put on by the Cuesta College Nursing Program, is scheduled for tomorrow, and that is 11 till 3:30 at the Paso Robles Senior Center. The booths will include, memory evaluations, healthy living strategies, balance evaluations, and much, much more. So come out and support your future nurses and also get these evaluations. How about that? Again, it's from 11 until 3:30 at the Senior Center. That is tomorrow. Also on the community calendar, what do we have? The upcoming fire season. Property inspections will begin tomorrow, the 12th. All property owners must maintain their parcels in compliance with the standards that are set. This is from the City of Paso Robles. And you can go to the website, and again, very easy to navigate to see what will help make Paso Robles a fire-safe community. So it starts tomorrow. The purpose of this ordinance is to decrease fire hazards created by the growth and the accumulation of combustible debris. So there you go. You're warned. All righty. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at outstanding prices. Just about 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Alrighty, birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Oh, we're getting closer to that big event coming up. You can take your valuables and sell them and get some Lincolns and Jacksons. Go to BellaJewel.com for more information. It's coming up on the 19th. All righty, let's see here. Our local celebrities. First, I've looked at the list today. Natalie Lutz, John Molitoris, Elisa Hasty, Dale Gomer's having a birthday, Jim Haskell, Elizabeth Dawson, Christy Garcia, Brenda Bryant, Mark Bann. It says Brenda Farr and Mary Bug Cantonell. That's what I have written here. I don't make any of this up. I may read it the wrong way, but I don't make it up. Alrighty, let's see here. On my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of. Oh, yes, you have. You've heard of Irving Berlin. Of course you have. 1888, 1989. Martha Graham, the, you know, that dance thing. 1898, 1991. You heard of the artiste, Salvador Dali. 1904, 1989. Phil Silvers, Phil Silvers Show and others. 1911, 1985. How about this? Doodles Weaver. 1911, 1983. You heard about this guy from Louisville, Kentucky, haven't you? The the drunk Foster Brooks. 1912, 2001. Denver Pyle, Dukes of Hazzard. 1920, 1997. He lived up in, for a while anyway, up not in Sonora, but in Columbia, just, you know, over there by Sonora. Very nice house, as you can imagine. Bernard Fox, character actor. You've seen him 100 times. 1927, 2016, the comedian Mort Saul, 1927, 2021, from the King Sisters, Marilyn King, 1931, 2013, the fashion designer of Valentino, 1932, died this past January, basketball Hall of Famer, and what a humanitarian, Jack Twyman, 1934, 2012, very good actor. Doug McClure, 1935-1995. This guy won over 200 games in the big leagues, but he's known as the big trade with Frank Robinson leaving Cincinnati. Milt Pappas was a good pitcher. From 58 through 1965, he never had a losing season. All right, Milt was born in 1939, died in 2016. Also on the list, we have from the Animals, Mr. Eric Burdon, 1941. From Jerry and the Pacemakers, Les Chadwick, bass player, 1943. Onward we go, Mr. Heart Guy, the Jarvik, Robert Jarvik, 1946. Who else do we have on here? Oh, the VJ, the video jockey. You remember Martha Quinn, 1959. Natasha Richardson, the actress who was killed in the following a skiing accident. She was born in 63. That accident took place in 2009. And we also have on the list here Jeffrey Donovan, the actor, 1968. And who else is familiar? Matt Leinart, Heisman Trophy from the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons. He was born in 1983. And Sabrina Carpenter, the actress, 1999. Passing away on this day, the man who created Dick Tracy. Chester Gold passed away in 1985, Bob Marley, 1981. Also, Norman Lloyd, he was in the entertainment career, industry for over 90 years. Dead Poets Society and others, and his last film was released in 2015. He was 100. He died in 2021. Jerry Stiller, you know, Mr. Costanza, he died in 2020. Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad passed away in 2019. Frankie Thomas, Tom Corbett, the space cadet guy, he died in 2006. One of the great boxers of all time, and he was smooth, smooth, smooth. Floyd Patterson. Floyd passed away in 2006. Who else? Lester Flatt. Yes, Flatt and Scruggs, Beverly Hillbillies theme, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, and the rest of it. Lester died in 1979. And who else? Is that it? I believe, yes, it is. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, was a gentleman who, he was drafted in the first round along with his teammate, not college teammate, but they were teammates on the Rochester Royals, Maurice Stokes and Jack Twyman. Maurice Stokes was an outstanding basketball player, so was Jack Twyman. Maurice, he suffered an injury and he was paralyzed, and Jack Twyman helped take care of him for the rest of his life. And he kept playing, and they both ended up in the Basketball Hall of Fame. But what a humanitarian. Jack Twyman was an outstanding player, as was Maurice Stokes. So Jack Twyman goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The formal public review period and appeals process for the proposed groundwater fee program has opened. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding a public hearing on Wednesday, May 27th, to consider adopting the resolution, and the deadline to submit appeals for discrepancies is Monday, June 8th.
CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vehicle fire with extension to vegetation near the 8,000 block of Chimney Rock Road, west of Nacimiento Lake Drive yesterday afternoon. The fire grew to about 5 acres before forward progress was stopped. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Jack Twyman helped organize the Maurice Stokes Memorial basketball game to raise funds for Stokes' daily care needs, and it eventually grew into helping other players who were in need. And again, Maurice Stokes, well, let me get to Jack Twyman. He passed away in 2012 at the age of 78. And Maurice Stokes died when he was just 36 years young. This hour brought to you by the good folks at Solarponics.
News and Sound Off, 12:30 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.